This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A fun, chaotic bonus level. This is your IGN review of Knuckles by Ryan Lustin. How can a character as gruff and stoic as Knuckles the Echidna, played by Idris Elba, carry a whole TV show? The answer lies in a lovable, dim-witted human companion, Wade Whipple, played by Adam Pally. Wade may play second banana to James Marsden's Tom Wachowski in the Sonic the Hedgehog movies, but the new Paramount Plus miniseries Knuckles is his time to shine and to become the next warrior of the Echidna tribe. Well, sort of. His Tournament of Champions is actually a nationwide bowling competition in Reno, and he's already been dumped by his team in favor of an 8-year-old girl with rich parents. Thankfully, Knuckles is on hand to straighten Wade out, and the pair set off for an almost epic clash of the 10-pin titans. Let's be honest, it makes zero sense, but pairing Knuckles with Wade is an absolute masterstroke. The bumbling, 80s-obsessed man-child is the perfect counterpoint to the last of the Echidna warriors, and their unlikely friendship becomes the backdrop for an adventure that inverts Sonic and Tom's relationship in the movies. Here, Knuckles is playing it straight while Wade amps up the comedy with a never-ending series of daydreams, misadventures, and slapstick gags. Elba is wonderfully steely as Knuckles, while Pally hams up just about every scene he's in. It's a fantastic dynamic. Knuckles' determination in the face of Wade's constant blunders keep both the plot and the laughs rumbling along. It's great to see other members of Team Sonic return for the show, with both Ben Schwartz and Colin O'Shaughnessy reprising their movie roles, plus a delicious cameo from Christopher Lloyd as Great Echidna Elder Pachacamac. There's plenty of action, too, with two former gun agents in the form of Kid Cudi and Ellie Taylor tailing Knuckles and Wade. Getting to Reno isn't quite as easy as they both hoped. This results in plenty of face-offs and a boss fight at the end of the series that offers some true exhilaration. The production value here is surprisingly high for a streaming series, and the combat feels chaotic, well-paced, and a lot of fun. The introduction of Wade's family, a killer combo of Stockard Channing as his mom and Edie Patterson as his sister, is a high point, and their disastrous Shabbat dinner culminates in a fight scene that spins wildly around the Wade family kitchen to the sound of Hava Nagila. Knuckles does a neat variation on the formula from the Sonic movies, with the baddies deriving their power from one of the Echidna's own quills, but there's enough variety and novelty here to prevent things from feeling stale. It's not speed that's the factor in the miniseries, but pure brute force, one that Wade hilariously hopes to adopt through his training with Knuckles. Naturally, there's a training montage, along with a kick-ass soundtrack of 80s classics and alt-rock hits from the 90s and early aughts. Watching Wade rock out to the Scorpions rock you like a hurricane is a delight. Knuckles is pure joy, but it's so much more than that, too. The bowling competition adds a quirky twist that leads to motorbike-backed duels, an epic bowl-off, and a mid-season rock opera hallucination featuring the voice of Michael Bolton in the Mighty Boosh's Julian Barrett in a low-budget owl costume. It's a madcap vibe that suits such an outrageous premise and perfectly offsets Knuckles' prickly nature. Knuckles is riotously funny with a ton of heart, and while the little red guy lends his name to the series, it's Wade who ultimately steals the show. Pally's brand of zany comedy brings a lot of laughs, and the whole caper is stitched together with some high-stakes action that feels just as grand as the movies. Knuckles deftly channels the buddy cop energy of Sonic the Hedgehog in surprising directions, and it's a welcome addition to this growing cinematic saga. It's not just more of the same, either. This adventure feels funny and fresh in ways that are completely unlike the films. The titular lead often takes a back seat to Wade's over-the-top personality, but that's not a bad thing. It's an exciting twist on the Sonic formula that sets Knuckles apart. Throw in a fistful of frenzied fight scenes and a main quest that's touching and hilarious, and Knuckles adds a burst of chaotic energy to the franchise. Knuckles is an absolute riot. Wade Whipple's over-the-top antics give the stoic Echidna a much-needed foil, and as a result is a laugh-a-minute road movie that just happens to be a six-part miniseries. It's bold, creative, and takes some big swings. And there's some heartwarming payoff, too, as Knuckles and his hapless human sidekick grow ever closer with each passing episode. Knuckles really nails what made Sonic and Sonic 2 so great, but with its own unique style and a bit of 80s flair. Knuckles' IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Knuckles updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.